This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go free.
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go free.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, we go outside the box and then over the vault, the pole vault. And we are doing Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Ty, my friend, the crickets. We didn't get to eat them today like I wanted to because my son was out at the track meet that I went to. And we gotta plan this again. When you are available, we'll do a TV version so we can all try the crickets together.
That's too bad you didn't get a chance to try that. If he had eaten some of the cricket protein, it would have helped him to fly a little bit better. Do you know that, right?
I know. He only took third place at regionals, but he's got a chance to get – well, he qualified for state, so I'm going to get him on some cricket powder before. They can hop pretty high. I think it would help.
They can. They can. Well, you know what? Elijah's done great. I think this is his first year in doing the high jump, the pole vault.
He's
amazing.
He's fearless. He goes up and over. He's got to go up even higher at the state level. But, you know, he's just excited about it. He's like, hurdles, nah, they're too low, Dad. I want to go over the pole vault. So, okay.
Yeah, I saw him doing the hurdles earlier in the year. He was getting up pretty high on those, too, and he's fast, too. So quite an athlete.
Yeah, he's all wiry, muscly. He's all organic, and we haven't even started him on cricket protein yet. So we'll see where it goes. Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, we just discovered in the last week that Ty Bollinger has been holding out on us. Organics has now got an organic cricket super fuel supplement. And we just got it. I don't know. Super Don, did you wait? Because I know we planned to go live to try it today. I want to do that on the air with you, but because of the...
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting until we can do it together.
All right, so maybe tomorrow or Friday, depending, Ty, if you want to join us, your schedule, and we'll have to coordinate because you're the busiest of busies.
Well, it's not as much my schedule as my really, really, really crappy internet here. It's hard to stream a video.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You might just be able to join us via audio, and you can comment on what you're witnessing.
Yep, I could do that.
All right, that'll be cool. Hey, you know, I know we want to talk about the Skynet China, the real facial recognition stuff that's kind of scary, but I just saw a comment from a police officer fan of ours on in the YouTube chat room watching us on our simulcast here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Officer Hayes, he says, can you recommend any books on regret? He says, I know many parents of vaccine-damaged kids who blame themselves for trusting pediatricians, and they hate themselves because of it. And you know, interacting with a lot of these families, you know, you just have to give them all the love in the world to help them understand that they didn't know what they didn't know at the time, and that to hate themselves for it only compounds, you know, what has happened, and it won't be, let's just say it, won't do best by their children, whether their children are still alive or not, that I don't want them to have suffered in vain. I want the parents to love themselves enough to recognize that there's a bigger purpose in this and that we can move forward. But is there a book, something you would recommend, Ty?
You know, there's no book per se, Robert, but I just want to encourage Officer Hayes, I think it is. You can't be down on yourself if you're talking about this personally or if you know friends. We just have to encourage people. You can't beat yourself up over a decision that you made because you were ignorant. All right. You just didn't have the information. We had the same thing happen to us with Brianna. She turned out great. She's really intelligent. But for a while, we're like, man, she may be damaged from the vaccine. But we didn't know. So I think the main thing that you got to do is just kind of realize that you only know so much at one given time. Learn as you go. Don't kick yourself over bad decisions in the past because you just didn't know. And there's a concerted effort to make sure that we don't know. It's not on accident. We are purposefully in the dark in these situations. So I just encourage you to don't be down on yourself. If you're talking about a personal scenario or if it's a friend or a family, just encourage them that there's nothing they can do about a bad decision in the past. Just do the best you can with what you're given at the time.
Sure. And if we talk about religious texts, there might be some information in there, you know, reading about that. And some people say, well, ask God for forgiveness. Well, I think God forgives us unconditionally. It's a matter of will we forgive ourselves for not knowing? Because that's the hard thing. When we look in the mirror, we say, my gosh, I wish I would have listened to that voice or that nudge, that gut feeling I had when the pediatrician said everything would be all right. And it turned out to be the opposite and it was a disaster. And you know,
yep.
I can't judge somebody in that situation, and I wouldn't want to. All I want to do is encourage them to love themselves enough so that their children don't have to suffer more because their parents, you know, have lost that love in themselves because of what has happened.
Yeah, and that, you know, that happened with us for a while. We're like blaming ourselves and just can't believe I didn't go with my instinct. We knew better. But then we realized there's just, you know, we can't change the past. All we can do is change today and change the future, and that's what we're trying to do by educating.
Yep. And by the way, folks, if you want to bring that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you, these are the things we talk about here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in our special hour when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, including another thing I was so excited about. Ty wasn't holding out on this, the Nation iodine that we get from Organix, ORGANIXX.com. It's linked up in the show notes. And I've been so excited because I've been missing out on the iodine and that form, certified organic. It's he and Dr. Group that have it, and I want you all to get it. Use it every day. Iodine, selenium, these things are so critical for prevention, reversing cancer. I was just on with a doc of detox, and they were talking about a caller came in with prostate cancer. And I said, you know, the PSA test is high, your selenium is low, you need iodine as well. And now we have it from Organix. So, Ty, thanks for bringing that out as well.
Oh, yeah, man. We love that iodine. Did you get a couple bottles? I think I sent you some and Dawn some as well.
I do, unless Nancy hid one from me. I know I've got one.
Okay, good. Yeah, I love that. I love taking the iodine every day. We are universally deficient in iodine. Your body just doesn't work well without iodine. It's, you know, it's one of the halogens, but we have so much fluoride and so much chlorine in our bodies, which are also halogens, that most people, you know, 90%+ are iodine deficient. So easy way to add it. It's just a dropper full. It's a USDA certified organic. It's Nation iodine. Awesome stuff. I love the way that it turns my mouth purple.
Yes, you know, it's got to be something unique because after you blew up your body to Arnold Schwarzenegger proportions earlier in your life, you've got to find excitement somewhere.
That's funny. Yeah, no, most people put a dropper full into a little glass of water and stir it around and drink it. You can't tell.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't color your mouth. Me being the weird guy that I am, I like to put a dropper full on my tongue and just let it sit there for a while. And
I do that, too.
I have my tongue myself in the mirror, and it turns purple.
I've done that, and it's not from a popsicle with sugar. It's from iodine direct like that. You're man enough to do it, TMB. I'll do a few drops, probably not as much as you. Now, speaking of not knowing stuff, right, we talked a little bit about the parents didn't know. Also, what we don't know is that this facial recognition technology, Skynet-like technology in China, they are really utilizing this to curtail what you can do, how you can move about the Earth cabin in China. Is it coming to America? Is it already here with Facebook and all of these other facial recognition software features that are already in activation?
Well, Robert, let me answer that question with a question. So do you remember 20 years ago when we first saw Minority Report, or maybe a longer?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was like so far out there, there's no way anything like that could ever happen. I mean, that's the way I thought. It's like, that's so far out there. This is just not even realistic. Well, we now have pretty much Minority Report coming true with some of the eye recognition that's out there, that's pervasive, with the swipe technology that Tom Cruise used in that. That's available now. I mean, everything in Minority Report is basically coming true. So we look at this Skynet, and, you know, they in the Terminator. Do you remember Skynet? Mm-hmm. That was the name of the computer grid in Terminator.
Yeah.
And so anyway, China's got their own Skynet. They are surveilling citizens from satellites. They've got, and they've also got not just satellites. They're doing facial recognition. They have these glasses now that the police officers are wearing that literally have built-in facial recognition microchips in the glasses, and that they give the policemen readouts on who they're looking at. They literally are using facial recognition via glasses, and a policeman can look out across a crowd and have everyone in the crowd identified to him via facial recognition. Mm-hmm. This is this is like Orwellian stuff, dude.
This is the danger of national ID cards. This is what I've said, de facto Social Security numbers basically create an artificial entity that the government tracks. And they're doing this in China. They have a social credit system. They call it the citizen score. And if their score goes too low, apparently they're downgraded in terms of what they're allowed to do, whether they can travel within the country, much less getting out of the country. And I've seen movement like this in the United States, folks. I am not exaggerating for effect. I'm not yelling and screaming and ranting and raving about it. But, folks, if you're walking, sleepwalking your way through life thinking it could never happen here, a lot of the stuff that's happening today, we've warned you about before. And I was warned about even prior to that, and it's happening today. So let this China be a lesson to you all in the Western world that if you let your government observe you, number you, diminish your spiritual capacity to that of a digit, you know, because they break up your face into zeros and ones. That's how it's identified. You are now not a child of God, but a child of government. And that is problematic, and that's an understatement.
And let me burst your bubble out there if you're thinking, well, that's just China. It's communist China. Not a big deal. It would never happen in America. It would never happen in a free society. If you've ever been to London, they have a dozen cameras on every street corner, and they are facially recognizing everybody. They're monitoring every movement of every person in London, potentially. I mean, not every second of every day, but every corner's on dozens of cameras, and there's not a movement in London that happens that they couldn't go back and watch on videotape. So it's not just China, and it's not just communist countries.
They want to make you need them, government, so much, and the corporations that control them and run them, so much that you can't conceive of life without them. It's just like vaccines. How half the people or more can't conceive of life without vaccines, just as one example. Or bank accounts. Or you could name so many things. Drive-thrus. Frozen foods. You can't do without them so that you become so dependent upon them because you're so lacking in self-sufficiency that they got you right where they want you. And that's why I say at the very least, start growing food. That's the most, what do they say that? The most, I say dangerous thing you can do, but rebellious thing you can do is to grow your own food and feed your family without having to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, and you know, it reminds me, you know, this Skynet thing, all these cameras, you know, hopping off of your growing your own food thing, but I just wanted to get this in. This mm-hmm. reminds me, if you've ever read 1984, George Orwell, you remember he had to get in like a secret corner of his room where the cameras couldn't see him and where no one could see him. We're getting mm-hmm. close to that point, folks.
And folks, they're going to use, well, they tried to use global warming against you. They couldn't do it. Now they're calling it climate change. And if you heard the Prime Minister of Paris or the President of Paris talk to the joint session of Congress today, you'll know he's a globalist that is upset with Trump because he pulled out of the Paris Accords. We're going to talk about climate change next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSBReports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Outside the box with Chai Bollinger, my hero, my buddy, my friend, my pal, and yours, and Super D, making it sound so good. Thank you all for watching or listening on GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio later, SoundCloud as well, and on YouTube. Archives first up at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. So, TMB, at what point in time did you figure out global warming was a hoax?
When I looked at the data and saw that the globe was cooling, then I realized that global warming was a hoax. So that's one thing. And when you actually look at the trend, that's what had to change it from global warming to climate
change. Yeah.
Everybody realized that the globe was no longer warming, but they still had to have this boogeyman to scare people into paying these taxes to help save the planet. Nothing wrong with saving the planet, but we ain't going to lose the planet from man-made global warming because it's cooling. So then they changed it to climate change, and now the debate is, well, is it anthropomorphic? Is it caused by man, or are there other reasons? Well, maybe we're causing a tenth of a millionth of 1% of it, but Earth's been here a lot longer than we have, and there's been change of temperatures as long as Earth's been here. So it's not necessarily man-made. And It's not that there's not a scientific consensus, Robert. You'll hear that. Well, there's the science is settled. Global warming, global warming. They say the same thing about the science being settled about vaccines. Vaccines are safe and effective. Well, we know that that's a lie straight from hell. And so is the man-made global warming. It's not, the science is not settled. More scientists disagree with it than agree with it, but they only show you the ones that agree and say it's settled. And if you don't agree with it, then you're a science denier.
Yeah, well, denialism is a word used to shut down, shout out, and basically stifle any discussion of an intellectual variety. Global warming to climate change. Now, I heard Macron from France talking about this. He was upset that the U.S. pulled out of the Paris Climate Treaty. We've been intellectually honest about Trump. When he does good, we say it. When he doesn't, we say it. And same thing we did about Obama, although Obama did a lot more bad things, in my opinion. But suffice it to say, it's not just about the man. It's about what is done, or if it were a woman in that place. And I approve that he pulled out of that treaty, because that treaty is designed to make everybody an energy slave. And we sort of already are to oil. And when Liam Sheff was alive, we used to talk about this, and he would talk about the peak oil issue. But when it came to climate change or global warming, he says, why aren't they looking at the behavior of the sun? That it's more, our climate is much more driven by the electromagnetic energies coming from the solar system. The center of that is the sun, than anything that we're doing. These transitions from high activity to low activity have a greater impact by far than anything that we could do as man.
Well, but that's because you can't tax the sun. I don't know that the sun actually pays taxes. And they found out that the people on Earth actually do, and so the globalists that are trying to take all of our money through income taxes and other kinds of taxes, then they're going to go ahead and tax us for the work of the sun. So that's why. That's why the whole – and the reality is, I mean, this sounds kind of crazy, but look, when I say they tax us through our – they get the money, the bankers get it through our taxes. Well, when we look at the Federal Reserve System, it's not federal. There are no reserves, and it's not a private bank. It's not a federal
institution. It's not a government.
It is a consortium of private bankers. And
yes,
the private bankers are actually charging our own government money to lend them – They're charging them interest to lend them Federal Reserve notes and to put them into the money supply. Long explanation, I know, but that's the reality. So the bankers actually are making money on our income taxes. Over 2/3 to 3/4 of the income taxes I've read, and possibly even higher, don't go to build roads, don't go to infrastructure in the United States. They go to pay the interest on the debt that our government has to a private consortium of international banksters.
Yes, to be privileged enough to be enslaved by international fraud banksters. That's right. I hope you feel happy that you paid your fair share. Just saying.
Yeah,
I know. Now that we bummed everybody out, TMB.
It's sickening. But anyway, yeah. Back to the good news. Baseball tonight, the Indians are playing the Royals.
Well, and also, when you get out in the sun, you can actually say thanks to the vitamin D that it helps you produce in your skin and your body, and you don't have to fear it. You don't have to slather yourself with toxic chemicals. Just get out there, get exposed enough for your pigmentation, then cover back up, and then you'll be on your merry way. You'll be much healthier than fearing the sun as they made you fear fat over these last many generations.
Pretty soon they're going to be taxing people that are tanner than others because they used more of the sun, and therefore they created a bigger carbon footprint.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
What an interesting thought. Those with more pigment should pay higher taxes because of the sun they absorb. They can get more of it than all albinos, or what would you call pigmentally deficient white folks?
Pigmentally challenged.
Yes. Okay, folks, we got a lot more political incorrectness to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including artificial fabrications of racism from Senator Richard Dickey Pan in California. We can't wait to talk about that. Go to robertscottbell.com, super down, put the notes up, links are all up, including to Organics Cricket Super Fuel.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Heart
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, okay, folks. You know, they make up stuff in the mainstream media all the time to get you afraid of stuff. And, of course, they want you to be afraid of people who speak truth. You know, truth is treason in an empire of lies. Ron Paul brought that back out some years ago. And, of course, you know, when to speak out. There's some wisdom in figuring that out. But I think, ultimately, every situation is unique and different. And we must learn to listen to the voice of Spirit, divine Spirit. Because God's trying to speak to you every moment of every day. Of course, some people on the left will think that means you're crazy. I think it means you're more sane than they are, because you know there's a higher power trying to guide you. And of course, you know, this idea that you should vaccinate everybody with toxic heavy metals, there's no such thing as a deficiency of what's in a vaccine in a human body. It's disgusting. It's abhorrent. But yet you've got Senator Richard Dickey Pan, the pediatrician senator from California, who is now claiming that there's a racist attempt to attack him through the legislators, through the legislative challenges. Have you seen this, TMB, Ty?
Yeah, I have. And you know what, Robert, nothing surprises me from Dickey Pan. Nothing surprises me. Because if you remember the footage that Jeffrey Jackson released that he was given by somebody that was there in the courtroom the day that they passed Senate Bill 277, Pan was actually taking instructions from pharma lobbyists.
That's right.
We know where his alliance is, and it's not to the people, it's not to the mothers. As a matter of fact, if you remember, and I think that Jeffrey Jackson also shared this in The Truth About Vaccines, the day that they were going to take the vote on it initially, there were so many mothers that were showed up, they decided to table the vote because they were afraid there would be like a big, you know, like a big gang to take them down. When they went outside, they passed this bill that nobody was for. So they postponed it, and they took the vote on another day where the mothers couldn't show up. So they're not here to protect our rights. They don't care what the mothers of California thought about passing the Senate Bill 277. They don't care. All they do is they answer to the money masters, and that would be the pharmaceutical companies, the lobbyists. That's where their allegiance is.
Gotcha. So last week, California Democratic senators, including Richard Pan, but Josh Newman, they fabricated claims of racism to exterminate a civil rights bill, and apparently they got away with it without providing any evidence to substantiate their allegations. So you could just claim racism, and that's enough to shut every bit of intellectual discourse that would have occurred.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that Pan doesn't have a problem with the word panda, because his name's in it. They may be mocking him, right? The Peaceful Natural Dignity Act, also called PANDA.
Well, actually, you know, You're So Vain, right? Remember that song by Carly Simon?
Yeah,
it's all about
exactly.
Him. He does believe that, despite the term panda being utilized long before there was a senator. Anybody knew about a Senator Richard Dickey Pan. So it was all about him. Pan, pan, pan. And, of course, then they said, and it must be somehow racist. But all they wanted to do was pass a civil rights-type bill that would allow for self-quarantine in homes in the event of a pandemic without being criminalized for simply existing in a natural state unvaccinated.
I bet Pan thinks that the word pandemic was named after him as well, does he?
Ooh, that's an interesting thought. He is pretty egocentric, so it could be. But, PANDA is the Peaceful and Natural Dignity Act. Has nothing to do with Richard Pan, much less the fact that he has Asian roots, if that was the claim for racism somehow. But, I just don't have a lot of nice things to say about Pan, and I guess that maybe we shouldn't say anything at all if we don't have something nice to say. I don't know. What's the rule there?
You know, that was one of my mom's chief rules that she lived by. If you don't have anything nice to say about somebody, then just don't say anything. So, Robert, you ready? Super Don, we're gonna talk about Richard Pan right now.
Okay, go for it. All right, that's it. Otherwise, the alarm bells are going to go off.
We got to make sure the dead air alarm doesn't go off, right?
Yeah. In radio,
nice to say, man. I got nothing nice to say.
That was it. We had our moment of silence. Look, you know, the thing is about what Pan's doing with the whole pandemic potential. They can say in their laws that these officials from government, police, could take any preventive measure that may be necessary to protect and preserve the public health. Any. They do that. They give the state emergency powers, and they violate your right to life, liberty, and property instantaneously with no court, with no probable cause, with no hearing, no ability. I mean, this is the medical police state, folks. Get out of California. Unless you can break California up into some sane parts and leave the crazies like the Richard Pans of the world to have their own little bit in San Francisco and L.A. maybe. But other than that, my gosh, they create a world in which rights come from government, which are not rights, they're privileges, and rights that do come from God are completely ignored because their God is in the state and the pharmaceutical church. I'm not exaggerating. That is accurate. That is how they're behaving, even if they would deny it. It doesn't work. It falls on deaf ears here because we see what they're doing.
Right. Yeah, yeah, but you know, we always know that Pan was nothing that but a panderer that ate pancakes and in a panoply of panthers.
In support of panhandlers? I don't know.
In the Pantheon.
In the Pantheon. Okay. Well, let's see. What do we got? Hey, let's move, since we're sort of semi on the vaccine issue. There's a disgusting study finding that animal vaccines, in fact, have no safeguards against contamination and contribute to serious pet diseases like cancer. That couldn't be. Say it ain't so, Ty.
What? About vaccines?
Yeah, there's got to be safeguards against contamination and stuff.
Contributing to cancer? Oh, yeah. I mean, there's lots of laws that are in place to protect pets. Except the research shows that they don't need to be vaccinated every year, but they are in many states with rabies. And the research shows that after one vaccine, your pet most likely, if this is a good measure, which I'm not saying it is, but most likely has the antibodies to be you know, protected from that disease for the rest of its life. But despite the fact they still are vaccinated frequently, either annually or every 3 years when it comes to rabies vaccines, there are no safeguards. There are no dose-dependent. The vaccines are not weight-dependent. So, in other words, a small 2-3-pound dog gets the same dose as a 180-pound dog. That doesn't make sense. There are no safeguards against contamination, and there are no contaminations against the side effects or the direct effects of vaccines in animals. And so not only that, when we look at the fact that you shared this, Robert, and the truth about pet cancer, you know, they were getting large tumors in cats when they would vaccinate them in the scruff. And they saw a direct correlation. Now, correlation is not causation, but correlation should result in investigation. But they didn't investigate, and they saw a huge correlation between tumors in the scruff and the cats that were being vaccinated there. So rather than investigate, what did they do? They started vaccinating them in the leg or the tail, so whenever they got the tumor, they could just cut off the leg or the tail. Mm-hmm. That is disingenuous at best. To me, it's more criminal than disingenuous to do something like that.
You know, you have to come to some really radical and horrible conclusions that, like, the veterinarians that vaccinate like this hate animals. Really, think about it. The end result is cancer or amputation. What are you doing? It's kind of like I hear echoing Daryl Wolf, our good buddy Doc Detox. We talk about, you know, do you love yourself? Do you hate yourself? What are you doing poisoning animals, poisoning children?
Yeah.
Right?
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm on.
No, go for it. Go for it.
But that's not even what this article's about. The article's about retroviruses, the feline leukemia virus, which is contaminated much of the animal vaccine supply, and even some believe the human vaccine supply. They're everywhere. These viruses are ubiquitous. And so we know that this is in most of the animal vaccines, but nothing's being done about it. There are no safeguards. And but again, once a retrovirus is in the vaccine supply, it's almost impossible to get it out. And so Dr. Judy Mikovits shared that in The Truth About Vaccines. It's not just the animal vaccines where we're finding retroviruses. The National Institutes of Health knew back in 2009 that the entire human vaccine supply was also contaminated with retroviruses. And they, rather than do something about it, they ordered all the scientists to destroy their documents, just like the CDC did with the whistleblower William Thompson when they found out about the MMR vaccine causing autism. So all the scientists did, except for Judy Mikovits, the only one of them that had a conscience. And so what did she get for this? She got a Nobel Prize, a Nobel Prize in Medicine? No. She lost her job with the NIH, and she got thrown in jail. So that's how they reward people that try to protect the populace from dangerous vaccines with retroviruses.
I'm telling you, folks, they do this to make you afraid. They try to make examples of people to make you afraid. And if you knew how many of you there are compared to how many of them there are, they don't want you to know that. That's one of Super Don's favorite cartoons, isn't it? Where you got the politician on the podium standing on a plank over a cliff, and all of the people listening to the politician, you know, could wait. You know, if they just got off of the plank, he would tumble down the cliff because there are way more of us than there are of them. And all you have to do is withdraw your consent. They feed off of you. Your power, your fear feeds them, folks. You've got to find a higher love to fill the fear.
That's actually right, Robert. And I said ants, but I'm not sure if that's the movie or if it's Bug's Life. But there's a movie where there's the grasshoppers and the ants, and the grasshoppers say, hey, if they ever realize that they outnumber us 1,000 to 1, our way of life is over. That's exactly what you just said.
Yeah, that's another visual cartoon on that in terms of a movie. That was fantastic as well. So, again, the folks out there, that if you're ready, you know, it doesn't take you waiting. It takes you acting. Takes you, for instance, standing up against your pediatrician and saying, no, you shall not pass with that syringe. Or, better yet, you're fired. I'm going to go to a naturopath, a homeopath, a chiropractor, someone who doesn't believe in poisoning my child in order to make them well. That's absurd. And when you see it as an absurdity, it is like the childhood fable of the emperor wears no clothes.
It is like that. And the reality is we need to remember that we hire them. They don't hire us. Like, so they work for us. The doctor works for us. The pediatrician works for us. And if we don't like what they're doing, they have no control to make you do anything. You go somewhere else to find a pediatrician, to find a doctor, to find a naturopath that actually knows what they're doing, that actually cares about you, and that will listen to you, and you can make decisions together rather than being bullied into doing something.
Yep, and if we go into the RSB time machine right now into the future, we'll look back and say, thank you, Senator Richard Dickey Pan. You were responsible for the downfall of pediatric medicine and the medical church in California, because it became so absurd that even the people that didn't want to see it had to admit they could see it, and they said, enough, no more. And the pediatricians out there, if you don't shape up, you're going to lose all of your customers, if you even perceive them as customers that you serve. Or is it the other way around? Y'all figure it out. We go outside the box. One more segment. What about students at Stoneman Douglas? Will they have to take the standardized test before the end of the school year?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Scott Bell Show. It's about 2 months now since that tragedy in Broward County in Parkland, Stoneman Douglas High, 17 people killed. And, of course, we can talk so much about the failure of government to protect these kids in a government indoctrination center. But that's not the focus of this article that was just released in the news through the Miami Herald. It's headlined, a regular day is hard enough for Parkland students. Now they face standardized tests. So apparently there's a movement to get these kids out of doing standardized testing for the end of the year in order to graduate. And without any litmus test, do you have an opinion on this, Ty Bollinger?
You mean making them take standardized tests?
Well, I think I know where you're going, and I like it.
Well, I mean, I personally think standardized tests are just basically worthless. They encourage kids to cheat just to score higher. Teachers will teach to the test. In other words, the knowledge or the information on standardized tests is sometimes it really has nothing to do. Oftentimes, has nothing to do with your acumen. It's not like an aptitude test like the ACT, which measures your overall knowledge about certain things. Standardized tests are not like that. They are just making students memorize a whole bunch of useless facts and crap to pass a test. And the people that are able to memorize the facts better than the others, or the people that cheat better than others, score higher on the test.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with how smart the people are, or how smart the kid is, or what their future is like. I mean, just for example, I'm a CPA, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a certified public accountant. I am a CPA in the state of Texas. I passed the CPA exam initially in the early 90s, I believe, maybe mid 90s. I studied for that test. I took a review course that basically gave you things you needed to memorize to pass the test. But once I took the test, I brain dumped it all because it had nothing to do. It had zero to do with anything that I did in my job as a CPA. It was a useless test intended to weed out people that couldn't memorize as well as other people, basically, because it has nothing to do with your life after.
It's about how programmable you are. You are so right, Ty. And this is how they do it for medical school. We want the people who are willing to be programmed so that they don't ask questions, and that when they're confronted with symptoms, they're just going to pull out their prescription pad and sell them stuff that we're making. I'm sorry. Pavlov proved this. Doctors, you have become doctors because you are programmable. Now, this is not to say that the people who are doctors are not intelligent, but they also happen to be easily programmed. And some of them grow out of it, some of them don't. We came to the same conclusion just a little differently, and I love that you went there, and I knew you would. But, you know, they're arguing because of the trauma we shouldn't have to do a standardized test. I'm arguing, as you are, that you shouldn't have to do standardized tests at all. In fact, unschooling might be better than schooling in the government indoctrination center, because I had to unlearn most of what I learned, especially at university level, to know what I know in healing today. And, of course, we're having the skeptics still have a conniption fit because we're communicating things that they don't believe we have a right to communicate because we don't have a degree that they worship.
Yep. Yep.
Well, here's what I got to say to them.
Well, here's what a lot of people, you know, they don't realize that standardized tests were not developed by geniuses. They were mostly developed by mediocre minds. One of the pioneers in standardized testing, his name was Lewis Terman. He was a devout racist. And there was another guy, I think his name was Thorndike, that was one of the pioneers in standardized testing. He was a specialist in rats and mazes. So let's
What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
The maze that you want your mind to be in, right?
Mm-hmm. Folks, I know this is, you know, the butt ugly truth. But, you know, if you want it pretty, you could listen to a bunch of gorgeous women, not a bunch of, you know, non-shapely men. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something. Albert Einstein, he completely flunked, horribly flunked every standardized test that he ever took. So, you know, let's extrapolate the value from that.
Say it again. Say it again. Super D, are you with us on that standardized testing, or you just love it? You're in love with standardized testing. Admit it.
I don't even remember what standardized testing is, so...
Good. See,
I'll just agree with you. Did we have that when we were kids? Standardized testing? I don't know. I don't think I went to school. I don't think I was in school enough to even know what standardized testing was.
Yeah, not as bad as today. Super Don, you know, you're hanging out with me because you're not easily programmable. And you are the Skeptuck Slayer, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
TMB, another great OTB. Love you, my brother.
And love you too, RSV and Super D.
Yes, sir. Everybody, go out and get some Cricket Super Fuel. I'm holding it up if you're watching on YouTube. We're going to try to get this on video, maybe even tomorrow, with me and Super D, and if TMB can do it. Tell them what they need to know. We got to go.
All right. The power to heal is yours.
Amen.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.